Forget the Former Things by Heather Riggleman, read by Ellie Johnson. Forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Isaiah 43:18-19. The world is full of coyotes. We are one and the same with these little creatures. In fact, when I was a child, my family had one for a pet. My dad found her wandering and alone, and then he discovered her mother had been killed. Chances were slim for her to survive on her own, so we named her Gypsy. The downside of having a wild animal as a family member was the distractions. It was in her DNA. She would chew through roots, vines, and her own leash because she wanted to chase what was in front of her. Squirrels, rabbits, birds, snakes, and even semi-trucks. Like Gypsy, I found myself chasing things I thought would make me whole. I got caught up in being a mom, wife, employee, and cared about what others thought about me more than I cared about the thoughts of God. How easy is it to fall down the rabbit hole of perfectly filtered Instagram posts or Facebook? Why do we say yes to something we know is going to take us away from God? Why do we overpack our schedules? Before too long, we're lost and wandering in the desert. We're thirsty and parched and in need of finding our way home. We all have distractions in our lives. Those little pests waiting to wreak havoc the moment our eyes settle on it, and God knows that too. That's why he reminded us in Isaiah 43:19 that he will rescue us. Today's key verse reminds us no matter how far we wander, no matter the distractions or detours, God is making a way back for us. The prophet Isaiah spoke these words to Israel during a time when they were in captivity. They assumed God wanted nothing to do with them anymore because their hearts had wandered so far from him. The Israelites thought they didn't deserve anything from God. Yet God doesn't condemn his children. Instead, he made a way back to him. A way out of the mess, a way out of the desert. God responded to their wandering hearts, "Forget the past. Whatever you've done, or however far you've strayed, I am doing a new thing. I am making a way in the desert." Wherever you find yourself today, know that God is doing a new thing in your life. Our key verse from Isaiah teaches us how to embrace all he is doing. Forget the former things. Focus on the here and now and commit to the way God is making for you. Will you focus your sights on him?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on a ledge? My name is Billy Yant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.